Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We exist to encourage and equip our listeners in the battle for biblical sexual purity. Your host is author and speaker, Jonathan Doherty, director of Be Broken Ministries.
Well, welcome back to this week's broadcast of the Pure Sex Radio program. We're glad to have you here with us, and we've got a special guest in the studio with us today. I've got a gentleman here from that's a missionary in Turkey, and we're going to be calling him Mike, and we're doing this just to protect his identity as some of the missionaries undergo quite a bit of persecution over there in Turkey. And so we've got Mike with us here today, so welcome, Mike.
Welcome. It's nice to be here. Thanks.
Great. Well, I just want to ask you a few questions because I think for our listeners, maybe they don't get much exposure to folks who are in the Turkish culture and environment, and I know this is a broadcast about purity, and so I'm going to integrate some of that. But first of all, I'd like to know, what are some of just the general cultural differences between the United States and Turkey?
Well, Turkey is about 70 million people, and there's only about 3,000 believers.
Wow.
Everyone else would pretty well be Muslim, 99.9% Muslim. A few big cultural differences, although they are Muslim culture, they are primarily secular. You, in a city, we live in the capital, maybe 30% of the people cover their head, the women. Very seldom do you ever see the women who are all covered in black. I think another big difference is the importance of family. Of course, the language is very different. They speak Turkish, not Arabic. And I think everything moves a little slower. They're just not as conscious of time and always on the clock. We've got to go, go, go. And it's just a whole different, just a different pace of life.
Well, what are some of the biggest differences in the whole challenge of, let's say, being a pure man or woman in a culture like that versus maybe the United States? What are some of the positives and even some of the negatives of trying to live a life of purity in that culture?
Well, just like America, I think purity, to live a life of purity is very challenging anywhere. But that being said, in Turkey, the women dress a lot more revealing. In fact, a lot of the beaches in the main tourist area are topless beaches. You see a lot of Europeans go there. I think also there's a lot more abuse among children. The men, it's a very men-driven culture. They just have a lot more abuse. And as a whole, it can be a lot more challenging because as a missionary, you're very isolated. I guess the flip side is we get to work on purity in the land where the Bible started, but it can still be pretty challenging.
Well, Mike, what are some of the things that you see when in your ministry to the Turkish people? I mean, obviously you're wanting to present them with the gospel, but when you present them with this whole idea of living a lifestyle of purity, I mean, what's kind of the response that the Turkish people have to that type of a challenge?
That's an excellent question. I think specifically there's one guy that I've been helping in the area of purity. We've been keeping each other accountable. I spoke on pornography. He heard about it, and we got together and talked, and I've learned a lot about how Turkish culture and probably Muslim culture in general views purity. It's just so, there's not a shame factor. It's like it's very common. A relative will take their son when they turn 18 to a woman, to a brothel, and just to make him a quote real man. Pornography is accepted. It's pretty well accepted you're going to have an affair if you're a man, because women take a second, they're in the background. You just very much, the whole idea, it's just laughable. You know, somebody in Turkey would want to be pure, he'd get laughed at. I mean, because it's such an accepted thing to do these impure things.
Well, what, kind of shifting gears here a little bit, but not really. I mean, what do you think is the top spiritual need of the Turkish people?
That's a tough question, but of course to believe in Jesus, because outside of Jesus, there's no hope. The reason missionaries go to cultures like Turkey and China and other countries or cultures, or even people reach out to people here, is because without Jesus, there's no hope. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. I think that would be the top spiritual need, followed by Jesus said to pray for laborers.
And what do you think, in meeting that spiritual need, Whenever you have some Turkish people that become believers, what kind of effect does that have on them let's say, with their family and their environment. I mean, you said that there's 70 million people, but only 3,000 of those are Christians. So what happens when a Turkish person becomes a believer? I mean, what kind of challenges do they face that are unique that we may not face here in the United States?
Well, a couple challenges. One, in Turkey as a whole, they don't kill believers like they do in countries like Saudi Arabia and China and other countries. But right away, I don't know if it's maybe but one Turkish believer that has another Turkish believer in his family. So his family is going to be persecuting him. He runs into a lot of times having trouble finding a job. He can run into where his family kicked him out of the home, and then his older brother tried to strangle him. It's like they're thought of to not even be Turks many times, because Turks are the Western culture, the Christian culture, and a Turk's a Muslim. It's very challenging. But that being said, so many times we look at suffering as it's the most worst thing, but it's like, according to the Bible, those who suffer are blessed, and you get to really see a real commitment to Christ. But it is very, very difficult. One guy I'm reading through Matthew with, he became a Christian in the States, went back. He's living with his parents now. He's 30 years old, PhD from an American university, and they sent him to a psychiatrist to get him put on drugs a couple times because he's, quote, unquote, crazy. You know, he's a Christian.
Hmm. So they definitely face a different type of persecution than maybe we do here in the United States.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. What could our listeners do to help help you and other folks like you meet the needs, not only of the need for Christ with the Turkish culture, but also just the idea of purity, helping these folks live a lifestyle of purity? What could our listeners do to help you and those other workers over there in Turkey?
I think, first of all, of course, pray. Pray for the nations. You know, there's over 1 billion Muslims in the world, and only a handful of people go to reach them. There's so few Christians among the Muslims. Get involved with reaching the world. A couple good books you could read are Let the Nations Be Glad by John Piper. If you don't have any idea what missions is about, it really gives you a definitive definition and explains about it. And secondly, Operation World, it's by Patrick Johnstone, and it gives just every day a prayer guide for the world. I think get involved in your local church, the mission committees. For purity, it's just been such a blessing to have been involved in the ministry in San Antonio. And just over and over again, the challenge of purity for me comes back to the four pillars of purity, which I know they've talked about in the radio program. You know, I've got to admit the struggle, connect with God, connect with men, figure out what my triggers are. And if I do that, things go smooth. But I think the real challenge also you need to ask is, God calling me to go to the ends of the earth? There's so many opportunities, and God just desires for his glory to be revealed to the ends of the earth, and also to be reaching San Antonio. But anyway, it's just the need of the hour is for God's glory to go to the ends of the earth.
Excellent. Well, Mike, we sure appreciate you being here on the broadcast.
Thanks.
And we hope we can see you again, and we're glad to have you in town. I know it was a quick trip for you to come in town, and so we pray God's blessing on you and your family, and especially for your protection as you go back to Turkey and minister to the individuals there.
Thanks a lot for having me. And I thought of another website, urbana.org. But yeah, it's been really great. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Well, that sure was good to have Mike here with us. This week, I'm going to be introducing a new segment instead of our Real Answers to Real Questions, which we're going to continue to do periodically. I'm going to introduce something I'm going to call Pure Thoughts. And these are just some ideas and insights that hopefully will prove beneficial to you in your daily walk of purity. And so this week, we're going to talk about what's the bottom line for purity. Do you guys remember the old hymn, Trust and Obey? Well, the longer I live and the more that I battle this monster of impurity, the more I really realize there is some deep and profound truth in that hymn. And the journey of purity really does boil down to two major ingredients: submission and transparency. You see, I've got to submit myself every day before God and those in my accountability network, or friendship circle as I like to call it. I have to admit each moment that I'm incapable of producing anything of value or worth or purity when I attempt to, for instance, call the shots in my own life. This means I've got to consider what I do with my eyes. Where do I allow them to look? My feet, where do I allow them to take me? And my mind, what do I allow it to dwell on? At every turn, I have to ask myself the question, am I submitted to my Savior and the truth of His Word? If the answer to that question comes back no, then I must make the necessary adjustments to get back on track. That may mean calling my wife, someone in my friendship circle, or just flat out running if I need to. In this pursuit of daily purity, I also have to press forward as a man of honesty and transparency. See, being transparent is leaving nothing hidden. This means I live my life in the open before God and those I love and trust. See, the trap of pornography and other forms of sexual sin is that they promise to satisfy our every lustful craving, but only in secrecy and shame. God, however, reserved the deep recesses of our hearts and minds for Him and a select few, our wife, parents, kids, and other folks. If I'm buying into the lie of porn, it means I must hide certain areas of my heart in order to keep the behaviors going, the same way Adam hid when he and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Porn disconnects me from the ability to enjoy intimacy in my relationships. Therefore, to walk in purity, I have to check myself to see if I am beginning to place thoughts or actions in the secret places of my heart and mind. If so, I'm setting myself up for a fall, and I'm missing out on the peace and joy that comes from having no secrets. I realize this may appear to be kind of an oversimplification of what it means to live in purity. But folks, for me, I like to keep things simple, and I believe God grows us up in so-called stages based on how well we are trusting and obeying what we already know. There isn't really any great secret to walking in purity. It really does boil down to consistently connecting with God and other trusted friends in submission and humility, and keeping the doorway of our hearts open, not allowing dangerous thoughts and behaviors to find their way into the hidden recesses inside. One other thing, purity requires persistence. It is a battle, and it can wear us out at times. That's why we must adopt a mindset that is determined to keep getting up and moving forward, no matter what emotions we feel or what seductive lies the enemy is whispering in our ears. Folks, never give up. If you'd like to contact us, you can mail us at Pure Sex Radio, 8930 Four Winds Drive, Suite 203 in San Antonio, Texas, 78239. You can also reach us by phone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-49-PURITY. That's 1-800-497-8748. Or visit us online at www.puresexradio.com. Hi, I'm Jonathan Darty, founder and director of Be Broken Ministries, here to tell you about our third annual banquet, coming up on October 7th in San Antonio, Texas. This event is an occasion where we invite you to come celebrate what God has done through this ministry over the past year. This year, we're going to have live worship music, a full dinner is going to be served, testimonies will be shared by individuals whose lives have been changed, and an auction is going to be held for everyone in attendance, with an opportunity to win a basketball signed by a world champion San Antonio Spurs player. You aren't going to want to miss this exciting and inspirational banquet. The event is free of charge and open to the public. We do ask that you register beforehand to help us plan for the dinner. To register, simply call 1-800-49-PURITY or email us at register@bebroken.com and include your name and number of guests. Again, call 1-800-49-PURITY to register today.